Okay, the first verse is Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's good. Wait on the Lord here. Okay, the next one is Psalm 37:7. Oh, goodness. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And it talks about evildoers, but we're not going to talk about that. Isaiah 40:31. Where is it? Okay. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I think there's several things in here telling us about to do something. Okay, it's back here. Oh, sorry. I like to mark it so I don't. I think I read this one. Yeah, I think that was the first one I read. Anyway, there's several verses. Those aren't the only ones. There's several verses. We get frustrated. We get into things that we want to see some action going on. Or we're fretful because we don't know what's going to happen. Or we're expecting money in. Or we're expecting to prosper at your job. Or we're wanting someone to be healed. Whatever it is, God tells us, wait. And I listened to Joel Osteen the other day, and not that he's any better than our own pastor. I just don't like to bug him. But he was constantly saying everything has a season. He said, don't get frustrated because your stuff's not coming in like you want. Wait upon God. Wait upon God. And that's what we've got to do, because God has the right timing. And if we got things that we wanted right away, we probably wouldn't appreciate them, or we'd screw them up somehow. So if you're in a predicament where things just aren't moving along like you think they should, the Bible tells us, what? Wait upon the Lord. Wait. Wait. So Don, I know that you're frustrated kind of with things going on, with what's going to happen with your body. But I want to encourage you today just to wait on the Lord. His timing is perfect. So God still has us. And if you don't see anything, that's when God's really working the best, probably. So while we go through these trials and tribulations or whatever they are, I wouldn't call them tribulations, but we all go through trials, know that you're going to be victorious in the end, because Jesus already went through it. So today, just wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. He wants to prosper us. He wants to let us know that he has a plan for us and a purpose for us. I think maybe some people that commit suicide, they feel like they're worthless and they don't have a purpose in life, that people would be better without them. I mean, that's strictly from the devil. God would never say those things. But if you know in your knower, by Jeremiah 29:11, he has a purpose and a plan for us. Not to harm us, not to be evil to us, but he has a plan to help us prosper, and he has a purpose. So you go, okay, well, what is my purpose in life? I don't know. I just know that every day you get up, you pray, you read scripture, and you ask the Holy Spirit, what is it that we're going to go do today? What is it that I maybe need to tell somebody? What is it that I need to be patient with? So wait. Wait. I know I don't like the word wait, because I don't like to get near the scales. Different meaning. But we have to wait on God's timing, because it's the perfect timing. God doesn't just say, okay, Jim, well, you know, whenever I get around to you, I'll try to help you out, okay? That's not how God is. He's wait upon the Lord. He's going to work it all out. But we have to have faith during that time, because faith without obedience, we have to keep, and it's hard. Because when we go, hey, I need prayer because, I mean, and I just said this morning, I said, I feel like I'm, but, and I'm not comparing myself to witch, but in Wizard of Oz where I'm melting. I feel like that sometimes because I feel like one of my gifts is encouragement. But after a while, I don't know what's wrong.
You get to where you need to be encouraged.
Yeah, kind of. And, there's so many people in my life that need encouragement, and Kimberly's one of them, and she helps me a lot, though. She was with me on my birthday. We're just good buddies, I know. She's a sweetheart. But we've got to help each other, okay? We've got to help each other. So what are we going to do? Wait on the Lord. His time is perfect. All right, let's go to the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. And I know this is probably the shortest little preaching I've done. I say preaching, teaching. Lord, I just pray that we can wait on you because your timing is perfect. Mm-hmm. It's not because you don't love us or that you forgot about us. It's you're working behind the scenes. You're making things happen. And when your time is right, we will receive. We will receive. In the meantime, we pray, we read our Bible, we make you King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we make you Savior of our lives, but we have to wait on you. So I pray in Jesus' name that even though some things look bleak, relationships, jobs, finances, healings, marriages, whatever it is, Father, just help us to wait on you that your timing is right. We love you. Please bless the music. Please bless the pastor for bringing your word to us. In Jesus' holy name, amen.